proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings, friends. This is John Lawrence. I'm the Director of Ministries here at IBJM, and I wanted to share with you today a little bit about our international outreach. We have a number of areas of the world where God is really working in Jewish missions. Today, I'm thinking particularly about the Philippines, where we've had a great work going there for probably about 9 years now. A gentleman pastor there by the name of Mandy Calanisan got excited about Jewish missions, began to support some of our missionaries, and solicited other pastors and churches to do the same there in the Philippines, to the point where today we have more than 500 churches that are giving to IBJM and our missionaries from the Philippines. Brother Calanisan passed away last year, tragically in an accident, and a man he had mentored and trained, Brother Joe Nacor, took over the work there to the Jew First Conference in the Philippines, which has become IBJM in the Philippines. And they've had a number of conferences every year, sometimes twice a year, and more on their own, where some of our men have gone over to speak. And then they do have just taken the initiative and done certain things on their own about reaching out to pastors and churches about supporting, getting a vision for Jewish missions. And Brother Nacor took a team from the Philippines to Vietnam, and they preached and taught Jewish missions in a number of churches in Vietnam just a year or two ago. And just recently, Brother Nacor traveled to Papua New Guinea at the invitation of several pastors. There's a Filipino missionary there in Papua New Guinea from their churches in the Philippines. His name is Elijah Rapata, and he has gone to the Philippines as a missionary. He's planted a church there, and he has been teaching and preaching Jewish missions to the people in his own work there, but also talking that up with other pastors there as well. So they invited Brother Joe Nacor to come and do several conferences. And so earlier this year, he did just that. He went for 2 weeks. And this is what he wrote to me. He wrote, he said, the conference here in Papua New Guinea was just amazing. He said the main conference was held in Goroka in the Eastern Highlands province. And about 20 pastors came, mostly from the mountains. Some traveled for long hours to be in the conference. People who attended the conference walked for hours and even walked in the middle of the night going home if the sessions ended late. This was really amazing for us to see. Pastors here in Papua New Guinea are used to leaving a conference often after the first day or two, but this time the pastors stayed throughout the conference and they were excited about this, quote, new thing to the Jew first, which really has long been in the Bible, but has never really been taught about here in this land very much. At one session, all the pastors knelt down, asking God for forgiveness that they have not long ago understood the need to help in the salvation of the Jewish people and in reaching them with the gospel. At the end of the conference, a seed offering was made for the country of Papua New Guinea to become involved in Jewish missions. A conference was also later held in Ley City, and many pastors expressed interest in worldwide Jewish missions. And the church there, Bethany Baptist Church, which is the church plant of that Filipino missionary, made a very special offering for Jewish missions. It's interesting that I happened to stumble, he says, on the internet, where the first prime minister of Papua New Guinea, Sir Michael Samar, declared this. He said, the God of Israel is the God of Papua New Guinea. And made me think of the verse in Genesis 12:3 that says, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God is at work in Papua New Guinea, and we have had the privilege to now enter that country with the message of to the Jew first and Jewish missions, and churches are becoming engaged to help us to reach Jewish people all around the world. Thank you for listening with us today, and may the Lord bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.